This is Detroit Lions Football Game Day on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Brought to you in part by Ford Motor Company, the Sam Bernstein Law Firm, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Blue Care Network, Xfinity from Comcast, Henry Ford Health System, Bud Light, McDonald's, ABC Warehouse, Consumers Energy Business Solutions, Blue Diamond Almonds, 5-Hour Energy, and Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Today's game is brought to you locally by Citizens Bank, U.S. Park, Crown Royal, Lucido Fine Jewelry, Flagstar Bank, Buddy's Pizza, Protect Cell, the University of Toledo, Health Plus of Michigan, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Crittenden Hospital Medical Center.
From Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, Dan Miller, Jim Brandstetter, and Tony Ortiz.
The presentation of which included two American flags out on the field and a pink ribbon as the NFL continues to do its part to bring about breast cancer awareness. We are getting set for the 31st meeting between these two franchises. Philadelphia has won the last six. They lead the overall series with a record of 16-12-2. The last Detroit victory, November 16th, 1986, when the head coach was Darryl Rogers.
And I was not even doing games then. That was a year before I started actually doing Lions games in 1987.
That was a tight defensive battle, 13-11, the final score in that game.
I can say this without equivocation. The last time the Lions played here, the Philadelphia Eagles wore the worst uniforms in the history of throwback uniforms.
Yes, those were throwbacks that might want to be thrown away.
Yes, if they're not thrown away and buried somewhere by now, then they should be.
All right, Coin Toss is brought to you by Lucido Fine Jewelers. For Metro Detroit's most beautiful engagement rings, check out Lucido Fine Jewelers. Down we go. Our referee for today, Bill Vinovich.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Heads. Tails. Detroit, you are the visitors. He is called heads. It is tails.
You want to defer?
Detroit, or excuse me, Philadelphia. Pardon?
Defer.
Philadelphia would like to defer. You want the ball? Which way to kick? Turn it.
Yeah.
You want the ball? Which way you want to kick? Got it.
So the Eagles win the toss. They defer. Lions will get the football first. They'll be moving left to right across your radio dial when they get it. Now, from the broadcast booth to the field, check in with Tony Ortiz. T.O.
Dan and Jim, it's going to be a lot noisier on the sidelines and in the Lions locker room with the return of Louis Delmas, who makes his comeback to the Detroit lineup today. It's fair to say the veteran safety is the anchor to the Lions defense, but his presence, according to defensive coordinator Gunter Cunningham, is so much more than what he does on the field.
He's not just a really good player, but he's a big-time leader on this team. And I think no matter who you ask in the organization, they just tell you the same thing I said. He's so important to us because he makes us go.
Delmas' return comes at the right time for the Lions. Dan and Jim, they need to turn things around and quickly after a disappointing 1-3 start to the season.
Well, how desperate should they be to get that thing turned around, Tony? Let me throw some numbers at you. Since 1990, 22 teams have made the playoffs. After a 1-3 start, only six teams that have started at 1-4 in the last 21 years have made the playoffs. The Lions looking at 1-4 unless they can find a way to win today. Stephon Logan back deep for Detroit. Alex Henry set to kick it off for Philadelphia. Opening kickoff brought to you by Ford Motor Company, the official automotive sponsor of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Glad you're alongside. We are ready to roll.
Still play the Rocky theme here in Philly.
Line drive kick by Henry will go through the back of the end zone. The Lions will take over at their own 21st and 10 after a touchback. And Brandy, this is an offense that has had trouble getting on track early in games. No first quarter touchdown so far this year. The only time they scored first in a game was against Tennessee, and that was a Jason Hansen field goal.
Outscored 30-15 in the first quarter. So that kind of verifies the problem the Lions have had in the slow start department.
Lions start out, three receivers set, two right, one left. Lone back to LeSure, Stafford up under center. Stafford takes, fakes the end around, wants to throw. Being pressured, and he just throws it away. Brandon, they were trying to set up a screen, and I don't see a back in the area where he wanted to throw.
There was no receiver to throw to. Well, somebody missed the signal there on their opening play. It was a Stafford roll right screen underneath, and no back was there. You explain that one to me.
I'm not sure if they were trying to set up a tight end screen or what, but the back went the other way. So the Lions have to reload, second and 10. Pistol formation, Stafford out of the gun, deep back LeSure. Stafford turns, gives to LeSure. Tries the right side of the line, gets out to the 24, picks up four on the play. Just shy of the 25, Nate Allen with the stop for Philadelphia.
You know, Dan, one of the reasons we talk about their slow start offensively in the first quarter, you got to be better on first down. I mean, that play that the Lions just ran, that pseudo screen or the screen to no one, you got to do better than that on first down if you're going to be consistent moving the football.
Got to give yourself a chance. Three receivers for the Lions as they look at third down, six to go. They scrimmage from their own 24, opening possession of the game. Stafford out of the gun. Empty backfield as he takes. Pocket hold, Stafford throws behind his intended receiver, Calvin Johnson, out at the 28-yard line. Incomplete. Covered on the play by David Sims, and that'll bring up fourth down, and the Lions left to punt it away.
Well, I got to tell you, that's a throw that Matthew Stafford saw the defender coming. And if he throws it into Calvin, it probably gets picked. So he threw it behind him, but still, Lions got to do better than threes and out, and it's not going to work.
Marty Gilliard back deep for Philadelphia. Harris with the punt. Gilliard calls for a fair catch, comes up, makes it at the 36-yard line. It's a 39-yard punt, no return on the fair catch. Eagles take over. First quarter's brought to you by Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Injured? Call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Get the Bernstein advantage today. Comes the Philadelphia offense led by Michael Vick, who has had his share of problems this year. Five fumbles lost and six interceptions. He has got some playmakers around him, though. Guys like DeSean Jackson, Macklin, Shady McCoy, who's in there at running back right now. First and 10. Vick up under center. He takes, wants to throw. Five-step drop, sets underneath, got it complete. Caught. Clay Harbor is back up tight end with the catch across the 40-yard line to the 43. Taken down immediately by Stephen Tulloch. 6 yards on the play. It'll be second and four.
Well, what you're seeing is that the Eagles kind of in the first play here, giving Vick an easy throw to make, kind of build his confidence. A little short check down to his tight end, good enough for 6 yards.
They go straight to the line on second down. Vick up under center, McCoy the lone back. Lions show blitz, here they come. They go, tried the end around, and it's not going to work. That'll be thrown for a loss. They tried to go end around to DeSean Jackson. Cliff April stayed home and dropped him back at the 29-yard line.
Smart defense, you know. You're the last guy in the line of scrimmage. You have contained responsibility. You don't dive down inside and chase the play. You get upfield and make sure the reverse doesn't come back your way. That's where Cliff Averill was, and Cliff Averill makes a big tackle for loss.
That's a loss of 14 yards on the play. Brings up now third down and 18. And the Eagles may have made things worse by moving up front. Yep.
Well, they've got a new left tackle
in there. Offense, number 77. 5-yard penalty, still third down.
77 is Demetrius Bell. King Dunlap was listed as the starter. But we got the starts today before the game, and Demetrius Bell gets that start at left tackle, and he's the one that jumped.
It is now third and 23 after the penalty. Eagles scrimmage from their own 24. Three receivers set. Vick takes, wants to throw. Back in the pocket, throws underneath, got it complete. Caught by his tight end, Brent Celek. He gets up to the 35-yard line, picks up 11, well short of the yardage they needed for a first down. So the Eagles will have to punt it away, and Matt McBryer will come on.
It's so difficult to come back from a negative play. That 11-yard loss by Cliff Averill on the reverse just took that possession, and the Eagles couldn't do anything after that play.
Stephon Logan back deep for the Lions, standing on the 14-yard line to our left. McBryer ready to punt it away. Opening quarter, no score. McBryer takes, drives it, line drive punt. Logan takes it at the 18. Logan to the 25. Logan to the 30. Logan trying to get outside of the 40. Logan with one man to beat, turning the corner at the 50. Logan into Eagles territory, spinning at the 40, and taken down at the 36-yard line. Stephon Logan didn't have much left between him and the end zone, but Casey Matthews was able to come over, get the angle, and make the play. A 47-yard punt and a 46-yard return for the Lions, and they'll have good field position to take over offensively when we come back. Scoreless, but the Lions are knocking on the door. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
My Bud Light caught 2 touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and 3 touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against My Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football, here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Let's start with Bernstein Advantage number 1, a great Michigan family. The Bernstein family of lawyers honor a long tradition of fighting and winning for families that need help. 3 generations of lawyers. Let the Bernstein family help your family. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 1, a great Michigan family. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM. The best call you'll ever make.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. You'll receive a maximum tax deduction and a free vacation voucher for 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Officially, they spotted at the Eagle 34, 48-yard punt return for Stephon Logan. Longest of the year, has the Lions in good field position. Today's Bell Tire first half contestant is Lorelei Frank from Roseville. If the Lions score a touchdown this half, Lorelei will win a $100 gift certificate and Lions jersey courtesy of Bell Tire. Go to belltire.com, click the touchdown contest promotion button. Michael Ashore, the back for the Lions. They fake to give to him. Stafford wants to throw deep right side. Incomplete. Look down the seam for Tony Scheffler. Had him. Overthrew him by a touch. Boy, Brandy, that time I thought maybe he had Calvin and Scheffler open.
Yeah, Scheffler for sure. But you just got to get that ball in there. Just drop it over the trailing coverage. And Matthew didn't put enough air on it to let Scheffler run underneath it.
Stafford 0 for 3 to start this game. Lions look at 2nd and 10 from the Eagle 34. Offset eye power left. LeSure the deep back. Stafford turns. Goes on the end around. Gives to Nate Burleson with a blocker in front. Cuts it up inside the 30 and down to the 28-yard line. Picks up 6 on the play. And that'll set up 3rd down and 4. Well-designed play. Will Heller was out there to block in front of Burleson. Sets the Lions up with a manageable down and distance on 3rd down.
This Philadelphia defense, Dan, has some of the most unique stances for defensive ends in the league. If you look at Babin and Brandon Graham, those guys line up like sprinters coming out of the blocks. Their noses are down close to the ground, and they just get after it.
Eagles go nickel, 5 defensive backs, 3rd down and 4. Stafford takes with time, sets, throws incomplete. Wide of his intended receiver, Brandon Pettigrew. Michael Kendricks in coverage out there, and that will bring the field goal unit on. And this has been a problem for the Lions. Early in games, not being able to score touchdowns, having to settle for field goals, which they'll now attempt.
Heading,
it's going to be a long one, about 46 yards.
Right, and kicking in this direction. This is into the wind a bit in Philadelphia today. It's Jason, before the game, was good from about 48. So he's right on the outside edge of his range this direction.
Hanson getting set. 46-yard attempt. Hash mark right side. Good spot. Kick on the way. Got the distance. And he's got the direction. Jason sends it through. And Jason Hanson moves past John Carney for 3rd place in the NFL's all-time scoring list. Jason Hanson tack on 3 more to that great career in the first 3 of this game. It is the Lions leading the Eagles 3-0, 11:03 to go first quarter. We'll step aside. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Monopoly is back at McDonald's, and 1 in 4 are winners. Hard to beat those odds.
Well, if I used a supercomputer,
Silence!
Okay.
It's the 20th edition, and there are more prizes than ever. Big cash, Big Macs, and My Coke rewards. The simple joy of winning.
No purchase necessary. Odds based on game pieces. Each has 2 game stamps, mostly food prizes. In-store game ends 10-22. Online game ends 11-3. Must be 13 to play online or claim My Coke rewards. Subject to official rules at McDonald's and play at McD.com. See rules for complete details.
This is the sound of a Dr. Pepper being dispensed from a McDonald's soda fountain. Listen carefully as we scientifically enhance the audio. The one-of-a-kind taste of an icy cold Dr. Pepper from McDonald's just naturally refreshes your spirits. And here is the sound of discovering it's just a dollar. Get any size soft drink or sweet tea at McDonald's for just $1. The simple joy of living loud. Prices and participation may vary, a la carte only for a limited time.
When I was a student at the University of Toledo, I had an internship and was involved in a marketing club. I learned all about being a leader, working on a team, and managing my own projects. I had always thought it would be really cool to work in the auto industry because my grandpa worked for Ford. So when I graduated and interviewed with the company, I knew it was my UT experience that helped me land the position. I'm Amanda, and UT turned my dream into a job.
Learn more about the University of Toledo during our fall campus preview days, going on now.
Listen up, everybody. If you've been injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Put the Bernstein Advantage to work for you today. Best call you'll ever make, 1-800-CALL-SAM.
3-0 Lions, 11:03 to go first quarter. Today's game brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, official health care of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Hold your breath, right, Dan?
Here we go. Special teams, Hansen set to kick it off, and kicking into the wind, as you mentioned, should set up a returnable kick. Brandon Boykin back deep for Philadelphia, joined back there by Riley Cooper. Here we go. Hansen with the run up and the kick. Sends it on its way. This will be returnable. Boykin comes up and takes it at the 5-yard line, middle of the field, to the 10, to the 15, trying to get outside, turn in the corner, 25-30, and run out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Nice work on special teams by Ronnell Lewis. It's a decent return, and Philadelphia's got good field position after a 30-yard effort by Boykin, and a lot of that set up by kicking into that wind. All right, let's swing it back to our NFL studios. Matt Derry standing by. It's the Call Sam Studios for an NFL update. Deeds.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. First quarter, Cincinnati's taking a 7-0 lead on the Browns. Jermaine Gresham catching a 55-yard touchdown pass from Andy Dalton. Rams have a 3-0 lead on Miami.
Rams 3-2, Deeds, playing some good football since they lost to the Lions that opening week. Here we go on first down. Vic back to pass. Pressure comes behind. Steps away. Now throws it up for grabs in the air and incomplete. That time Vic felt the pressure, Brandon. He just kind of threw it and hoped. That's
an interception,
that it fell incomplete.
Dan, that's an interception.
Well,
it should be.
Chris Houston that time, I don't think, turned and located early enough and tried to stay with his own receiver. Had he turned, I think he'd have picked it.
I agree with you. The Lions are running man-to-man defense. And they got enough pressure on Vic that time, he threw it off his back foot, basically a lollipop up there, and they just couldn't get to it.
McCoy, the deep back at an offset eye. Vic up under center on 2nd and 10. Eagles from their own 35, trailing 3-0. Vic takes, gives to McCoy, getting it hit in the backfield and dropped for a loss. Nowhere to go for McCoy that time, trying to find the opening in the picket fence, and there just wasn't anything there. Kyle Vandenbosch takes him down. Cliff Averill in there as well. It'll be a loss of 1 on the play.
You know,
checking a loss of 2. It'll bring up 3rd and 12.
Dan, they're averaging over 130 games, 30 yards on the ground in this game, in this season. And the Lions have just shut down their ground game. I know it's early, but they tried an end around for a loss, and there's another loss on a running play.
Bryce Brown in at running back. 3rd down, 12 for the Eagles. Hard count. Somebody moved. Flags are down. Players don't know whether the play is dead or not. Vic is going to run and get across the 40, and he's run out of bounds. Fans wanted a flag for a late hit, not going to get it. Demetrius Bell looked like he was up early. I don't know if they're going to get Bell the left tackle or the Lions for coming across.
They let the play go, so I think it's on the Lions.
98 defense. 5-yard penalty. Still 3rd down.
Well, the way the near side official came running in, the side judge, Brandy, it looked like he wanted to stop the play. And I think that's why a lot of the players almost quit before it started.
Well, they saw both flags flying, so I think they figured it was a pre-snap flag, so they stopped. But Vic got it and smartly continued on the play. If the Lions had stopped, then Vic could have gotten out there and gone the distance. They'd have gotten a touchdown out of it.
Nick Fairley, the guilty party. So that sets up third and seven now. Vic takes three-step drop, looks left, comes back to the middle, throws incomplete. Wanted his tight end, Brent Celek. He was separated from the football by DeAndre Levy, and that'll bring up fourth down now as the Lions defense gets a stop.
That's DeAndre Levy playing good defense, because that's a completed pass. Levy's got the tight end man for man. When the ball gets there, Levy just gets his hands working, pulling at the arms, doing anything he can do to force that ball out, and that's exactly what happened.
McBryer to punt for the second time today. Logan had a 48-yard punt return in his first effort. He's back deep. McBryer's got it. Good punt. Gets this one to turn over. Logan back inside his five. He'll let it sail over his head and into the end zone for a touchback. It's a 62-yard punt for McBryer. The Lions will take it at their own 20 when we return. 3-0 Detroit on top. 9:43 to play first quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
There are nearly 1,700 players in the NFL. There are over 2,000 reported injuries each season. And of the 32 physician groups that take care of these professional athletes, only one can be found in your neighborhood. The Henry Ford Medical Group. With over 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, our physicians make up one of the leading group practices in the country and are proud to be the team physicians for the Detroit Lions. And whether you're injured on the gridiron or in the backyard, Henry Ford Medical Group physicians are experts at getting you back on your feet and in the game. So go where the pros go. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD for an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers, and get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Drive through McDonald's today and grab a small premium roast coffee for just $1 all day, every day. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Today's game is brought to you by ABC Warehouse, official electronics provider of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. By the way, Jeff Backus started today. 181st consecutive game that he has done that. Only Backus and Peyton Manning, who has 208 consecutive starts before his string was broken, started their first 180 games of their career since 1970. So that is very good company for Mr. Backus.
Good defensive performance so far by the Lions. The Eagles with just 1 yard of total offense and 2 3-and-outs. And rushing there at minus 16, so Lions defense is holding up there into the bargain.
Riley Reiff reports in as a tight end. Lions go with that jumbo offensive line. Give it to LeSure trying to get outside left. LeSure turns the corner, 25. LeSure to the 30 and forced out of bounds at the 33-yard line, just shy of the 34. They're going to give him the 34 on the spot, so it's a 14-yard game. Dominique Rogers, Cromartie, and Trent Cole team up to force him out.
Well, that's where I think LeSure gives you that extra dimension. He's a big back that can pound you inside, but he also has the speed to run that bounce play.
Kind of interesting. They ran away from Reef, so they ran away from the heavy part of the formation.
Right, and that's where the defense was, expecting the big back LeSure to pound. He didn't pound. He used his scat back skills to get outside the left end.
It's our first down of the game. Lions want to throw on first down here. Stafford rolls, got Pettigrew. Pettigrew at the 40-yard line, stumbled a bit as he caught it. And he's tackled from behind at the 44-yard line by Michael Kendricks, rookie outside linebacker from Cal, second-round pick for the Eagles. That should be a 10-yard gain and a first down for the Lions, and it is.
Well, I'll tell you, that comes off the run fake, a hard run fake, sweep left, naked bootleg to the right. So, again, Philadelphia thinking run after the Lions LeSure got a first down. and bought the Stafford time and got Pettigrew open.
Stafford with his first completion of the day as well. On first and 10, he gives to Joyke Bell. Bell slips outside. Bell across the 50. Bell just kept moving his legs right through the pile and found his way into Eagle territory and down to the 44-yard line. It's going to be a 12-yard gain and another first down before he's taken down by Nnamdi Asamoah.
So the key to that play is the fact that the Lion offensive line sustained their blocks. So when Joyke Bell was stopped, he ran into Lions. He didn't run into Eagles. And he just kept his feet going, looked for a little daylight, found it to the left, and got to the next level.
Bell remains in there at running back. Stafford up under center. Nate Burleson left. Calvin Johnson right. Lions up 3-zip, looking for more. Stafford play action fake, flag down. Play is dead. Looks like the Lions moved early.
Ball start, 81. Offense, 5-yard penalty. Still first down.
Calvin Johnson called for it. Brandy, this is the problem when you have a team and what the Lions have run into where they're asking you to make those 9-10 play drives. They're betting you're going to have a penalty like this at some point and put yourself in that first and 15
right.
situation.
The big play is not there. You know, the quick strike. And that's what they're doing. Again, they've got two safeties deep. But now they're not as deep as the other teams that have played the Lions. Two safeties deep, and then they're man-to-man press four across underneath.
First and 15, Detroit now from the Eagle 48. Titus Young into the game. Three receivers for the Lions. And coming across early that time might have been Trent Cole. Nope. They're going to say the Lions moved early again. Cole was drawn off. Now we have a little get-together from the officials. Here's the call.
Ball start. Offense number 51. 5-yard penalty. Still first down.
So the Lions had it first and 10 from the Eagle 44, but two consecutive penalties have put them back 10 yards, looking at a first and 20 from their own 46.
We'll see if the Eagles change up a little defensively, too. That time they walked up Nate Allen, their safety, on the line of scrimmage, and had that look that the Lions have been seeing the last few weeks since San Francisco change up a little bit on them.
First and 20 for the Lions, leading 3-0 here in the first quarter. Stafford to throw. Looks, throws deep middle, wants Calvin, got him in Eagles territory, inside the 25, and down to the 24. Stafford to Megatron for 29, beat Nnamdi Asamoah on the play.
What you do is you give him a hard run fake again. Philadelphia gets the safeties to walk up a little bit, and then Calvin gets behind him, and he has a corner on the side, but there's a small window. Stafford fits it in, and Megatron makes the catch.
Gives him a first down and 10 now from the Eagle 25. Stafford up under center. LeSure the lone back behind him. Lions up 3-0 looking for more. LeSure straight up the middle. Gets down to the 23-yard line. Picks up 3 on the play. They'll bring up second down and 7. Lions have talked about running the ball efficiently, Brandy. They don't necessarily put a number of touches they want on it. They want to be efficient. Well, you had a big run from LeSure on this drive and a big run from Joyke Bell on this drive. That's helped them get to this point. Second and 7 at the Eagle 22.
And I think you can interpret that efficiency term as effective and a threat, because this is still a team that has talent in the passing game. And the running game must be effective or a threat.
Second down, Stafford back to pass. Looks, throws right, got it caught. Nope, dropped. Calvin couldn't hang on. Down at the 13-yard line. Nnamdi Asamoah, good coverage on the play. Stafford fitted into a tight window. That'll bring up 3rd and 7.
Well, the one thing we're seeing different here, you didn't see a safety around Calvin that time. You saw just the corner. And so they're getting away a little bit. Or they're finding ways to free up Calvin in one-on-one situations. But Nnamdi Asamoah is pretty good corner, and that's going to be a good battle all day.
Lions 0-for-2 on third down, looking at a 3rd and 7 from the Eagle 22. Keelan Williams in at running back for Detroit. He splits out wide right. Stafford out of an empty backfield, takes the shotgun snap. Looks, throws, incomplete. Lions want a flag, and they're going to get it. Stafford was throwing it for Nate Burleson. Coverage on the play was by Curtis Marsh, a backup cornerback, and he just never turned and located the ball, and that's going to get you every time.
Defense from the 31. 5-yard penalty, automatic first down.
Big break for the Lions as they move into the red zone right now. And the trip to the red zone is brought to you by U.S. Park, $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park.
The Lions lined up Calvin Johnson is a slot inside of Burleson, okay? And they got the matchup with Curtis Marsh, a backup kind of nickel, way wide on Burleson. Burleson beat him deep. It was going to be a fade stop route, and Curtis Marsh couldn't stay with him, had to hold on, and the Lions drew the flag.
Lions go to that jumbo set again. Riley Reifen, there's a tight end to the right side. Stafford turns, gives LeSure, cutting it back right. LeSure head down at the 15. It gets down close to the 13-yard line. Picks up four on the play. It'll be second and six. Jason Babin with the stop along with Nate Allen.
Babin's quite a story. He's out of Western Michigan. He actually played his high school football in Paw, Michigan. Went to Western and has been a darn good player in this league for 9 years. And a real good pass rusher.
The Lions need the end zone right here. They have settled for field goals too often. They lead 3-0, trying to build on that. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Stafford out of the gun with LeSure to his right. Eagles loading up that box. Looks like it might be a blitz, and here they come. There's a flag down, and the Lions move again. Good grief. Three times in this drive.
Well, I think you're going to get another flag after the whistle. A little bit of extracurricular. Now, this is going to even be bigger. If this is against the Lions... Man, that's a huge mistake.
Let's see what we come up with here from our referee, Bill Vinovich. Looked like false start was the initial call. And then another flag came in, as you said.
There are two fouls on the play, both on the offense. False start, number 81. That penalty's declined. Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, 15-yard penalty. Down count, third down.
Never told us who the penalty was on, but it looked like Gosner Sherrillis may have been the guilty party based on what we saw.
And Dan, what makes it so bad, what makes it even worse, it was a post-whistle flag, which means second down counted. Now the Lions are looking at third down.
But there was no play. They didn't run a play.
But that's what he's saying. Now he's going to correct it.
I understand that. He's going to correct it.
Since we had the false start, the play never counted, still second down.
I was just saying.
Like I know what you were saying, but here's the problem. He didn't know what he was saying.
Right, and I repeated what he didn't know what he was saying.
Here's a replay. Gosner Sherrillis is getting into it afterwards and retaliating, and he just can't do that. You got to have some self-discipline.
And who was it that got him in the mess? Jason Babin.
Second and 21 now. Stafford takes, setting up a screen left side. Got it to LeSure with blockers. LeSure 25. LeSure 20. LeSure inside the 20 and cutting it down to the 15-yard line where he's forced out of bounds. Brandon Boykin knocked him out. But they picked up 12 on the play, and that's going to bring up a manageable third down now. So you're in second and 21. Now you have third down, and they're going to need a about eight on the play.
Well, that's a great call by Scott Linehan in my judgment. Lions have just shot themselves in the foot a couple of times. You figure the Eagles defensively behind Juan Castillo, their coordinator, is going to come after them. They do, and they hit him with a screen and get the ball into a manageable third down.
Third and eight from the Eagle 15. Tony Scheffler in the game. Stafford back, looks, sidearms, end zone, throws incomplete. Good in the direction of Scheffler, who's working the seam again. Covered by Michael Kendricks, and that'll bring up fourth down.
Just a four-man rush. The Eagles don't give him any more than that. And Stafford is trying to get the ball in there to his tight end, Scheffler. That's the second time in this first quarter they've tried to get him the ball down the seam. They feel they've got a matchup that can work there, but twice they've tried it, and twice they haven't hit it.
Trent Cole got a good shot at on Matthew Stafford after he threw that football. 34-yard field goal attempt, hash mark left side. Hansen sends it up and through, and the Lions extend their lead. It is now 6-0, but it's that same problem we've seen throughout this season, settling for field goals and not getting into the end zone for touchdowns. It often comes back to bite you. The Lions have to hope it doesn't today. Eagles will have the football when we return. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments.
Both feet in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel with live cut-ins to the top games every Saturday. Plus, you can download the Watch ESPN app from the App Store to watch your favorite ESPN networks live, wherever you go, on your tablet or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite or U-verse. Sign up for Xfinity TV and internet for just $79.99 a month for 6 months. Plus, get the sports entertainment package included for 3 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 11/30/12. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
Hi, Chuck Gatica here for Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. You know, this is a company with experience and integrity. Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical has been around for 40 years. Four generations of family to service you and me. And right now, as you're getting ready for the chill to kind of creep back in, get set with a special. $20 off on the fall furnace clean and check. That's right. Normally $89.95, now $69.95. Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Check them out online at familyheating.com.
Good times are multiplying. Play Multiplier Mondays at MGM Grand Detroit for a chance to win up to $10,000 in cash, up to $75 in free play, and a chance to multiply your winnings times five. Visit the MLife desk for details.
Set to kick it off. Brandon Boykin back deep for the Eagles along with Riley Cooper. Lions lead it 6-0, 3:58 to play first quarter.
You know, it looks real breezy down there. I mean, I see the pant legs of the referees blowing around. Tony Ortiz, are you down there?
Yes, I'm down here.
Is it breezy? It seems breezy on the field.
Yes, it's breezy. The cheerleaders, pom-poms are waving in the breeze, as it were. Oh, I'm sorry. Should I be concentrating on the football game?
Tony, we're on the air.
I know. No, it is a little bit breezy down here, seriously. Based
on Tony's normal weather reports, I think we have a hurricane.
And Jason Hansen is kicking into that breeze.
Boykin's going to field it 3 yards deep, and he's coming out middle of the field. 5'10", Boykin 15, stutter steps, gets to the 25, and take it down at the 29-yard line. So a 32-yard return. And the Eagles will have it, first down and 10. Good tackle and special teams by Joyt Bell for the Lions, who lead this one by a score of 6-0 with 3:52 to go first quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
The Huron Valley Schools began using their Consumers Energy Business Solutions team to help save money for the school district. Here's Kim Root from Huron Valley Schools talking about how much they saved.
Consumers Energy Business Solutions actually saved us $34,000 in the current school year. And what that $34,000 actually translates into is approximately 34 computers, or enough to equip an entire computer lab. That could also translate into 283 textbooks. Or we could look at it as 113,000 breakfasts for kids who don't get breakfast at home before they come to school.
How long have you had the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team with you?
We're actually 3 years into the program. We were able to sort of lay out a timeline for tackling projects that would save us money over time. Actually, working with the team has been incredibly easy.
Whether your business is large or small, the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team offers rebates for installing energy-efficient equipment. Call 877-607-0737 or visit consumersenergy.com.
Helmet, shoulder pads, knee pads. No one goes on the field without protection. So why should your wireless lifestyle be without protection? ProtectCell takes the worry out of a wireless lifestyle. With all of the activities happening on smartphones and tablets, there's a greater risk of expense. So why not protect yourself with ProtectCell? Whether it's the content on your phone, your identity, or the device itself, they'll protect it. Go to ProtectCell.com to learn more or to find an authorized dealer near you. Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal and crown the great moments of football. Please drink responsibly.
Well, we do have the official weather from Mike Radar, our statistician. 72 degrees, wind out of the southwest at 14 miles an hour, gusting to 24. So it will affect the kicking game, especially when they're kicking left or right in front of us and across your radio dial if it were.
Oh, that 46-yarder that Jason kicked, the first one into the wind, well, that was a good kick in this breeze.
Here come the Eagles now, first and 10 from their own 29. Vic on first down, play action fake, sets in the pocket, hit as he throws, got it complete, Selleck with it, and there's a flag down, and I think they're going to get the Lions for a low hit on Vic. Nope, they're going to say the pass was incomplete to Selleck, but I do believe the Lions are going to get penalized for the hit that went low.
Personal foul, rough on the passer. Defense number 91.
They brought
on the quarterback, 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
Lions brought Louis Delmas again off the edge in a blitz. I mean, Gunther Cunningham is really dialing it up. And Delmas, we all talk about him in coverage and what he's going to do in a pass coverage situation. Well, he's been coming on blitzes and playing up in the box a lot more than he has back deep.
It's five penalties for 45 yards against the Lions so far.
There's a free first down. Philly's first of the day, courtesy of the Lions.
From their own 44, Vic out of the gun. Lions up 6-0 here in the first. Vic takes, wants to throw. Stepping up in the pocket, now he's going to run. Look out, Vic, 50. Vic into Lions territory inside the 45 and down close to the 43-yard line. Steven Tulloch finally covers him up there, but it's a 13-yard gain.
Well, there is Michael Vic and the problem he brings as a quarterback, his mobility and his great feet. He is the Vikings' second leading rusher, averaging 4.6 a carry with 146 yards on 32 tries. And that's the problem. He can scramble out of there and ad-lib plays and hurt you.
First and 10, Eagles from the Lion 44. Vic lost the football on his way back, and he's sacked back at midfield. Think he fell on top of it. The Eagles will keep it, but it'll be a 6-yard loss back to the 50. And Ndamukong Suh was just trailing him back there, and he took him down.
Well, Suh, it looked like nobody blocked him. It looked like he made a move at the line of scrimmage and absolutely got by the guard with absolutely no contact.
I think Vic never had the football, had to bend down to get it.
Yeah, he had a bad exchange with the center, but still, Suh is on top of him right away.
Second and 16 now, Eagles from midfield. Vic takes, gives to McCoy. McCoy shakes a tackle, gets across the 50, and down to the 45-yard line, picks up five. It's going to bring up now a third down and 11. Louis Delmas made the tackle for Detroit.
That's what I mean. Delmas, you know, we talk about him playing safety, and we talk about him in pass coverage and how he's going to shore it up a bit. I'll tell you what, he's playing close to the line of scrimmage today, and that may be by design. Gunther Cunningham feels that's what they need to do against this Philly offense.
Big play here. Lions defense trying to get off the field. Third down, 11. Vic out of the gun. They scrimmage from the Lion 45. Detroit leading 6-0. Hard count. Lions come across. Willie Young.
Man, oh, man.
Good grief.
What?
Sixth penalty of the game, and we've played 13 minutes.
Defense number 79. Excuse me. Number 79. Five-yard penalty. Unabated to the quarterback. Go third down.
So instead of third down and 11, it's now third down and 6. Big difference. Down to T.O. we go.
Hey, Dan and Jim, during the last timeout, head coach Jim Schwartz came over, talked to Matthew Stafford, wanted to make sure he was okay after that hit from Trent Cole. He said yes. Other thing of note, one of those guys who picked up a penalty recently, Gazdar Sherlis, on notice from George Jarno. Don't pick up another one.
All right, third down. Here's Michael Vick back to pass. Hit as he throws. He's got it complete, though, to Riley Cooper inside the 35 and down to the 32. Credit Michael Vick because he got drilled on that play. And still was able to complete it to Riley Cooper for 8 yards and a first down.
Well, Steven Tulloch came free on a blitz. And again, very aggressive defense by Gunther Cunningham. And he came free off the edge. Drilled Michael Vick, but he got the ball in there complete. But if he keeps taking this kind of a beating, he won't last the day.
Eagles get a first down. First and 10 now from the Lion 32. Vick to pass, trying to set up a screen. Got it to the right side. McCoy trying to get outside. Picks up three down to the 29-yard line. Taken down there by Jacob Lacy. It'll bring up second and 7.
How can they miss the holding on Ndamukong Suh on that play? I mean, it's right back in the backfield. He's being held. I don't know how they missed those.
They haven't missed any on the Lions today, that's for sure. Second down, 7 to go. Eagles from the Lions 29. Lions up 7-0. LeSean McCoy splits out wide left. They go empty. Vic wasn't ready for the snap. It sailed right by him. It's free on the ground, and the Lions have got the football. It's going to be Lions ball on the takeaway. Vic was not ready for the snap, and it just sailed right by and was rolling around, and Steven Tulloch comes up with it. How big is that?
That's huge. And you can see now why the Eagles are have such a problem this year. Their turnovers, their offense kind of looks out of sync. They don't even look like they know when they're supposed to snap it. Out of the shotgun, Vic wasn't even looking, and the ball was snapped over his shoulder. Lions got on it. Big turnover.
Fourth takeaway of the season for the Lions. That
number three coming in, was last in the NFL. That has to turn around if they're going to get their record turned around. That's a big play early in this game. And for every Lions fumble recovery, O'Reilly Auto Parts will donate $500 to charity. So there's $500 right there. Now, you need to turn this into a touchdown, man. They have got to find the end zone. They've had opportunities today, but they have not been able to dent the scoreboard other than those two field goals.
This is the second real short field they'll be working on, and you've got to turn those into scores. And I don't mean just field goals like you, Dan. I'm saying you got to turn those into touchdowns.
From the 45, Stafford, play action fake, wants to throw deep. Now rolls to his left, looking for somewhere to go. Throws, got a man, and it's caught. Nice catch in traffic in Eagle territory down at the 44-yard line by Michael DeShore with a flag down in the defensive backfield. So it would be an 11-yard gain and a first down, but let's get that penalty.
Bill holding, defense number 23. Penalty declined. Result of the play, first down.
Dominique Rogers-Cromartie, the guilty party there.
Talking about the Eagles, Dan, and their turnovers, they're minus seven on the season. And how in the world are they 3-2 at minus seven?
Well, they have won three games by a total of 4 points.
Well, and that's why, but...
And their defense has not given up much this year.
But it's still pretty amazing you can have that kind of negative in the turnover ratio and still have a winning record.
Negative early today. The takeaway by the Lions has them in good field position. They lead at 6-0. We've come to the end of the first quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Vote today in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Dream Car Election, and you could win $50,000 cash. The polls are open, and every vote counts through November 6th. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store and get a Dream Car Election game card. Enter your PIN online and vote for your dream car. Are you a classic car buff or a fast ride enthusiast? Vote and let us know. Vote today, vote tomorrow, vote every day through November 6th for your chance to win $50,000. You could also be the lucky winner of the $1,000 daily prize are one of the thousands of instant win prizes, but you can't win if you don't vote. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. No purchase necessary. See O'ReillyAuto.com for official rules and full details. We're O'Reilly Auto Parts, and we approve this message.
O'Reilly, oh, 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 O'Reilly, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and 2012 EPA estimated 16 city and 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus 2012-2013 competitors. Don't drink and drive.